You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. Nifty rose over 1% and hit a fresh high of 22,852 today, 23rd May, owing to Q4 earnings meeting estimates, Reserve Bank of India's RBI, record dividend payout and election certainty. Sensex was up 757 points or 1% at 74,978, and Nifty 50 was up 229 points at 22,827 as around 1,639 shares advanced, 1,641 shares declined and 115 shares remained unchanged. Nifty Bank jumped 1.6% while PSU Rail and Defence stocks rose as well. GRSE, Cochin Shipyard and Mazago Dock were up to 20% and PSU Rail stocks RVNL and IRFC were also trading 7-8% higher. Record 2.11 lakh rupees crore dividend from the Reserve Bank of India has been declared this week, which is expected to help the government contain fiscal deficit. ICRA's chief economist Aditi Nair said the higher-than-budgeted RBI surplus transfer would help to boost the Government of India's resource envelope in FY 2025, allowing for enhanced expenditures or a sharper fiscal consolidation than what was penciled into the interim budget for FY 2025. Increasing the funds available for CAPEX would certainly boost the quality of the fiscal deficit. 3 days after the Pune police moved an application seeking a higher court's permission to try the 17-year-old juvenile boy who ran down and killed two techies as an adult, the teenager's lawyer said that the process could take almost 90 days. According to lawyer Prashant Patil, the Juvenile Justice Act, JJ, has procedures to determine whether the accused child in conflict with law, CCL, is considered a minor or an adult. It takes almost 90 days to conduct this procedure. If a juvenile or CCL is arrested, investigative agencies must file a charge sheet within 30 days of the arrest to consider them as an adult. After the charge sheet is filed, a 2-month procedure follows, which includes psychological and social assessments along with a de-addiction test, the lawyer said, as quoted by news agency Annie. He further said that during the procedure, the accused does not need to remain in rehabilitation. In response to the applications from investigation agencies to modify the bail issued, the Honorable Juvenile Justice Board, on the operative orders, has directed to keep the child in conflict with law in a rehabilitation home for 14 days until 5th June. We have opposed the application based on academic considerations and legal points, he said. Poll strategist turned activist Prashant Kishore on Thursday hit back at his detractors for criticizing his assessment of the impending Lok Sabha election results, saying they must keep plenty of water handy on 4th June, the day of counting. Drinking water is good as it keeps both mind and body hydrated. Those who are rattled with my assessment of outcome of this election must keep plenty of water handy on 4th June, Prashant Kishore posted on X after a clip of his interview with The Wire's Karan Thapar was shared widely on social media. In the viral clip, Prashant Kishore can be seen involved in a heated argument with Karan Thapar when the former political consultant was asked how convinced was he about his poll assessment, given his earlier prediction of an impending rout, Himachal Pradesh assembly elections proved wrong. When asked how many seats he expects BJP to win, Kishore said, "With whatever observation and experience I have in this domain, I do not see BJP's number going down materially from where it was in 2019. More or less the number which they had in 2019, I see a repeat of that, or maybe it will get even better." Political expert Prashant Kishore has triggered a storm on social media with his recent prediction that the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, can surpass its 2019 Lok Sabha elections tally, 303 seats, because there isn't any significant dissatisfaction against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Now, a prominent American political scientist, Ian Bremmer, has predicted that either the ruling party will likely score its highest-ever seats tally. Prashant Kishore said earlier this week that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP is returning to power with either the same or slightly better numbers. He asserted that there is no widespread public anger against the Prime Minister or his party. Asked about his prediction for the ongoing Lok Sabha elections, Bremmer gave NDTV Profit an optimistic outlook, saying the party can win between 295 and 315 seats. The Bharatiya Janata Party stormed to power with 282 seats in 2014, with the National Democratic Alliance winning 336 seats in total. In the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, the BJP bettered its tally, winning 303 seats. In total, NDA crossed the 350 mark, the only party to have achieved the feat after the Congress. The Delhi police will not visit Aam Aadmi Party Chief Arvind Kejriwal's house on Thursday to question his parents over the alleged assault of AAP MP Swati Maliwal. Reports of deferment of the planned questioning emerged after senior AAP leaders, including Sanjay Singh and Atishi, congregated at the Chief Minister's house to show solidarity with the latter's parents. Arvind Kejriwal had written on X on Wednesday that the Delhi police would question his elderly and ill parents today. The police may visit Arvind Kejriwal's house to question his family members in the coming days, PTI reported, citing sources. The news agency added that they might question Arvind Kejriwal himself in the near future. On Thursday morning, AAP shared videos of Arvind Kejriwal guiding his parents, who appear to be walking with difficulty, to a room in his residence for questioning. Arvind Kejriwal later wrote on X in Hindi that he was waiting for the police with his wife and parents. Yesterday, the police called and asked for time to interrogate my parents. But they have not yet given any information about whether they will come or not, he said.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.